Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Five to Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich, and David Pasternak, Rich. Not good stuff.
This is a, I want to find the quote, and maybe while you can find it while we're talking here. But Patrice Bergeron, who of course is the consummate pro, everyone loves Patrice, he's the ultimate team leader. He made a statement about 2 weeks ago that gave me all the confidence in the world that this Bruins team was ready. Like, you know that in the, with the NBA and the NHL, there's going to be a couple teams that are going to be going into the playoffs that just realize they're not going to win. And they have really not really much to play for other than to get the rest of their paychecks or to, I don't know, to finish out the season because they feel it's an obligation. But then there's certain teams that you can sense in both leagues are locked and loaded because this is a business trip and they know that they have a chance to win this. There's no team, obviously, in the NHL that has more of a chance to win a championship right now than the Boston Bruins. Obviously, they had the best record in the league when the whole thing stopped. And Patrice Bergeron came out with a statement a couple of weeks ago that I thought it gave me like all the confidence in the world that these guys are hell-bent on a championship. John, have you found the quote?
This is professionalism is the key. Need everyone to contribute for this to work. Is that the quote we're looking for? All right. Let's see if this is it.
Professionalism was going to be huge. You know, we need to rely on everyone for this thing to happen and to work. You know, right now in phase three, you're allowed to go home and we're not going to babysit you on your whereabouts and all that. So it's about trusting one another and making sure that everyone is doing the right thing and is committed for this thing to work and to go forward.
Awesome.
And that's exactly what you wanted to hear. It was like, this Bruins team, we're cut above everyone else. We don't have to worry about each other. And meanwhile, you saw all of the video of Patrice Bergeron and Brad Marchand and all these guys who got to the ice early. They were there in phase one. You know, they're first ones to practice out in the ice. And meanwhile, you didn't really know what was going on with Pasternak. You knew that he was in Europe and that he was going to come over here. And of course, because of the rules, he was going to quarantine for a while before he was allowed to skate with the guys. So on Wednesday, David Pasternak does return just for a short amount of time. Looked a little rusty at first and then looked great. By the end of practice, he was fine in the back of the net. He seemed to look good and everything seemed to be all right in the world. And then the next day, what happens? We find out that Pasternak, even though he was scheduled to speak to the media, not only didn't speak to the media, but didn't practice and was deemed unfit to play, which we now is now the blanket statement for, we're not going to tell you what's actually going on. It's something that they negotiated and they have every right to. But we now learn that during that time where David Pasternak was supposed to be quarantining to get himself healthy to be able to play with the rest of his team, he's out jacking around at some ring with a bunch of just dudes and getting his picture taken, him with Andre Kasha as well, over in Malden. Skating with these guys at Valley Forum. By the way, if anybody listening was there or skated with him, I would love to talk to you. 617-779-0985. And, I mean, this is something that explicitly was put out there in the NHL guidelines, is that you are to not practice with anyone other than team members because they wanted to do everything they could to limit exposure so you didn't screw up everything for your entire team. So what happens? All of these pictures come out, and Fred, he's posing for photos with these dudes, and people are like, dude, good luck to these guys at NHL Bruins. The Bruins see this, and I'm wondering if that's what happened on Wednesday after practice or Thursday, that they saw this and like, dude, you're in violation right now of the NHL's rules. Do you realize that you could get all these guys infected and sick? And on top of that, like, I don't know if there's a punishment for the violation of these rules. I don't know if there's some sort of like fine or whatever, but either way, these are something all these guys are aware of. And so what happens on Saturday? And if you say, well, you know, he was a dummy and he went out there and did it. But on Saturday, you had how many? 12 players who now had to miss skating time because they were deemed, quote, unfit to play. Now, the good news is that his agent came out and said that he tested negative, so he's not positive, but he was around somebody who was positive. And you're wondering if that's either somebody he skated with or they're just doing that because they know those pictures are out there and because everyone's scared. And I don't other than who was it? Did you say McAvoy or who's the one that you said had an inconclusive test that came back?
Charlie Coyle.
Yeah, Charlie Coyle. Okay. So other than Charlie Coyle, all these other players, like David Krejci and Tuukka Rask, Chris Wagner, Nick Ritchie, Sean Corrali, Torrey Krug, and Tuukka, they were all also deemed unfit to play. And I don't know whether they were part of that small group he skated with, but that does sound like something you would have to do, Fred. If he skated with those guys and he was dumb enough to take those photos, you know, with these dudes and skate with them, they know nothing about it. They don't know if they've been tested. I mean, all it takes is one dummy to screw up the entire lead up in practice. I don't know how long these guys are going to have to stay off the ice now, but what a dumb, selfish, stupid move that I thought the Bruins were past for Pastrnak to pull this off.
I remember Bruce Cassidy talking about how Rask caught a puck in a bad place and had to miss practice as a result of it. And just, again, Cassidy, because of the league protocols and the rules, hasn't exactly been forthcoming about all the problems that his team is going through. But he was saying after a hard physical practice during the week, there are a lot of bumps and bruises that players are dealing with now. And Rask specifically, he said that Rask got stung by a shot last week. I don't know if it's a coronavirus thing with Rask.
He said nothing was injury related. Yeah, Cassidy did say.
Yeah, technically though, this Rask thing isn't really injury related. It's more bumps and bruises. When I think injury related, I think pulled hamstring or bad shoulder. I think it might be a rest type of thing with Rask. And with Coyle, it doesn't sound serious. Now, I'm not taking away from the fact that this potentially could be a very serious thing. When you have 9 players off the ice, all of whom are important at the same time, it's a possibility of this being very dangerous to your chances.
All right, Michael, go ahead, sir.
Hey, so good friend of mine, son, who plays, who's ticketed to go to BU in a couple of years, he's playing junior hockey, was skated with Pasta and Kasha the other day over in Malden.
Okay.
So what were they? I mean, did they talk to Pasta or anything? I mean,
I mean, he got his picture taken with him. Obviously, mom and dad posted up on Facebook and big time. And you know, it was a group of college kids, and I guess Pasta and Tasha showed up to skate with them.
Okay.
And then my kid, that same weekend, my kid was in the North End with some buddies, and my son's only 15, but they all got their picture taken with Pasta, so he obviously wasn't social distancing that night either.
All right.
Well, what's weird is I don't think that's against the rules. It's not. It's obviously not a good move, but whatever. What I'm saying is that the problem is that he did something that affected half of the team not being able to practice in time where they need practice more than ever. Like, these guys got to ramp up to the speed, you know, where the playoffs officially start in, 3 weeks? It's 2 weeks until actual hockey, but 3 weeks until the actual playoffs, not including that round robin. So, I mean, just something selfish that he did, or not even selfish, something stupid that he did that he knew he wasn't supposed to do has now caused almost half the team, 40, just over 40% of the team, to miss some really important workout time. And that's got to be frustrating if you're someone like Patrice Bergeron, especially if you're a team that needs this time because you legitimately have a great shot to win a championship. That just seems like something that... And maybe Joe Murray knew about this, but remember how he was on to something? Maybe this was what exactly he knew about. And I guess it was easy to know because it was all over the internet.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'm not positive he knew that.
Maybe
not. He certainly did not tip his hat, but you cannot expose your sources if you're Joe Murray.
Sure.
If you're a bankroll boy, I mean, you can't
do
that.
Is that place in Malden the one that Xanadu keeps talking about wanting to get like the playoffs move to?
I mean, yeah. Is that the one where he does the suicides and tapes himself for no reason? Oh, that's Marlboro, I'm being told.
Okay, all right.
Yes. Xanadude. Xanadude, not much going on with Xanadude right now. He's got to be, he's only able to teach with his master's degree. He is not able to skate.
Correct.
All right. Dan, who's up next? We have a little guest-a-roo. Jeff Howe will be joining us talking about the Patriots. We'll be right back.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Sports Hub. This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. By the way, Sebastian Bach in a fight with Chris Jericho.
What was that about?
I had Twitter to jump in, Fred. I had to jump into that fight because he started going after the Duke of Metal, my good friend Rich Ward, Chris Jericho's guitarist, and I had to step on in. I told him, listen, he was saying that Chris Jericho doesn't sing. He can't actually sing. And, of course, the Chris Jericho army and James J. Stu and everybody had to go up against, you know, Mr. Sebastian Bach, which, hey, by the way, it was wildly entertaining because all the wrestleheads started jumping on board.
Hey.
And I told him his
watch
opinion that Chris Jericho couldn't sing was a bunch of monkey business.
Well, I mean, but does anyone look better than Sebastian Bach right now? The fact that he doesn't shower or he hasn't been to a dentist in like 18 years. He just looks fantastic. I mean, who are we kidding? I mean, he is. And I remember when there was a girl I knew that looked just like Sebastian Bach, and she,
I bet she was
super
hot. I bet she was like unbelievable.
Yeah, she was like unbelievable looking. But Sebastian Bach has let the booze take control. Jeff Howe has not done that. He covers the Patriots for The Athletic, and he joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Howe, hello.
Hey, what's going on?
All right, so what? You hear these players, they're fussing and fighting. They want the league to tell them what's going on in terms of getting back to playing. What is the reality of them actually having any kind of power, or that the NFL will not start on time?
Well, it's still a pretty complicated situation, if you can believe it, with the NFL. And it's sort of handled locally and, I guess, league-wide. I mean, right now, the Patriots are scheduled to bring their first wave of players at least into Gillette Stadium on Thursday for COVID testing, and then they'll have their physicals on Saturday. That's the current plan. And beyond that, it's still they still don't exactly know what the plan is for the players. So you got to get through those initial steps. They could technically start their training camp July 28th, but there are those pre-steps, I guess, in the process. But I think the way the NFLPA is handling it is they're telling the players to show up whenever their teams are telling them to get to the facility, and they can continue to negotiate allegedly in good faith until then while they try to sort out what's going to happen with the preseason, the regular season. Just how much time do they realistically have? I mean, we keep hearing that the players don't want any preseason games, which makes a whole lot of sense, and they want a longer acclimation period. I think they want like up to 3 weeks or whatever before training camp really gets fully going underway. You know, the hitting starts happening, the live speed practices. But a lot of that stuff still has to get worked out, which is wild because, you know, they've kind of known this has been coming for a little while here.
This is going to sound weird, but why can't they have a regular training camp?
I think the fear on the player side is just, you know, ramping up too fast and then getting injured. And
what do they mean by that? Because wouldn't they be ramping up the normal amount of time? And if they took away two preseason games, because that's the minimum, we know that there's two that are definitely gone. Wouldn't that also give them two extra? You know, I know the whole social distancing and spacing out and how they're going to have to rearrange camp and all that. But I mean, they're going to have to hit eventually. I don't understand what the ramp up explanation means.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, because normally they'd be coming off about a 6 or 7 week period where they would have had a break anyway. I guess the only difference is they didn't have that 9 week off-season workout program at the team facilities. But I guess, you know, the most intense period of that is non-contact practices over the final 4 weeks of that period, which would have gotten over sometime around June 10th or 12th. So they'd be coming back off of working out on their own at whatever gym or workout environment they choose to go to for that period. But I think what they want to do is they want, once they get the COVID testing and their physicals taken care of, you know, for the Patriots, that's this week. I think some teams are doing it a little differently. They would get into sort of an OTA style practice, they want to start into strength training. So just a lot of weight room stuff for a handful of days, and then they want to get into like a mini camp OTA style, non-padded, non-contact practices for about a week or so, and then kind of get into training camp. So I think that's what their desired outcome is going to be through all of this. But again, it seems like they're still buried in the negotiation process with the league.
All right, how realistic is that? I mean, what power do the players have?
I think they should have plenty of power, because if they decide they want to strike, or you know, they don't feel like, I mean, shoot, it's hard to say exactly what's going to happen without knowing.
You know what
all
you don't
COVID
hear
testing.
Jeff often now is shoot.
Yeah, it's some wild words come out for me at 7:22 in the morning.
I mean, that is some Leave It to Beaver talk right there.
Yeah,
I mean, shoot.
Yeah, we're going to put the... I'm going to put the PG warning on before my statement. I just think it's so hard to predict anything because of the way, like for the Patriots, they're going to start getting COVID testing on Thursday. And you're going to see a lot of teams doing the same thing around the same period of time, the same window of days here. So what happens if, you know, if these negotiations aren't going well from the players' perspective over the next 5, 6, 7 days, and then all of a sudden, let's say 25% of them or even 15% of the league test positive for COVID. I mean, then you're talking upwards of, what, I don't know, 200-300 players, something like that. And then they realize how dangerous this work environment could be for them and for their families. I mean, I think it was Devin McCourty saying on his podcast last night that he was he started to hear that, you know, there are players who are considering opting out because of family situations. So
how annoying are the McCourty brothers at this point? I got to be honest with you.
Come on, they're great people.
I don't think they're bad people. I just think that they're exceptionally annoying, given their standing in life. I mean, who knows who either of those people are outside of New England or New Jersey?
Well, it got Rucker. Popularity after winning a Super Bowl. I think that people now
I'll
know
tell
who
you
they
this,
are.
John, is that everyone who wins a Super Bowl in any position.
Well, both of them started on defense for the team that won the Super
Okay,
Bowl.
Okay, who started on defense for Kansas City?
I have no idea.
Okay, so there you go. You just answered my question.
Well, you're asking, are these two completely unknown outside of Massachusetts?
Give me three people who started for Kansas City on defense.
I just told you.
Okay.
No, I can't do it.
Enough said.
I can't do it. Well, talk to Jeff. He's on the expert hotline.
Jeff covers the NFL.
No, ask him what he thinks about your opinion.
He just said he's... Do you find them annoying?
No, no. Do you think other people outside of New England know who these two guys are?
You cover sports for a living and you don't know who they are. So I think that that's pretty obvious. Jeff?
Jeff, here.
Devin McCourty was a first-round pick in 2010. His brother, Jason, signed a $45 million contract when he was first up for free agency. I mean, these guys are both fairly well-known players. McCourty specifically, I mean, you're talking about a three-time Super Bowl champion, a guy who's been a captain on the defense for almost 10 years. This will be his 10th year as a captain. I think Devin McCourty is a very well-known face, and you talk about how active and in the front of social justice issues that he's been for a few years now. I think he's an extremely recognizable player.
Yeah, you know take that, smart guy.
I don't care for him. That's it.
Well, okay then.
I don't care for him. I don't like the stupid podcast. There's enough podcasts out there.
I see.
I don't need the McCourty brothers.
Okay.
Because they're going to play, and that's the thing that bothers me, is that they're just going to play.
Yeah, Jeff, we were discussing this during the first hour of the show, is that the players have shown some unity here, but ultimately when push comes to shove, and if the owners decide not to settle on any of these things, and we get to Thursday and we get to next week, I still think the players are going to go, regardless of how much they complain.
That's historically been the case. I mean, you look at the last two rounds of labor negotiations, and I mean, the players always show up. And I wonder how much of this is the owners just trying to squeeze a little bit out of the situation that they have. But ultimately, as bad as the NFL tries to make itself look in a number of different ways on a league-wide scale on that front, I think they have the example of watching what happened with baseball the last few months and having the chance to look at themselves in the mirror and saying, you know what, I don't want to look like that at the end of the day, especially because they're in this unique situation where not only do they have 4 months to start to try to really figure this thing out, I mean, they're doing the brunt of the negotiation while the players are starting to show up and report for camp.
Right.
So it would look disastrous if all the players are there and practicing and this situation plays out, and then the owners are like, you know what? Nope, we're not budging here. It would be, I think it'd be catastrophic.
No, I think that you're absolutely correct. I have a feeling, though, we're going to talk around in circles, and then ultimately they're just going to play, and then we're going to have, you know, made ourselves dizzy by thinking of all the reasons that they won't, and then ultimately they will. So that's just, go ahead.
You're probably right.
I would assume that.
Do you think, Jeff, that no preseason games means doom for Jarrett Stidham?
Don't you think that that's his like real chance to earn his starting position?
That's a good question.
Oh, yeah.
I got a lot of them, Jeff.
There you go.
But, I mean, I think with how intense the Patriots practice, they're going to be able to, you know, they have some great scrimmages, and it's fun watching the way Belichick sets up some of these inter-squad scrimmages. And so I think they'll be able to replicate certain areas, but of course you can't. It's a big jump from practice to preseason and a big jump from preseason to regular season. So asking Stidham or anyone to bypass that process is a lot to ask, no question about it. And then you look at the other side of it is Belichick has done this in the past with younger quarterbacks, prominently rookies, where he'll give them the chance to say, all right, you're the starting quarterback this week. He puts them in front of the podium, lets them do certain things in meetings, like the fourth preseason game, and says, this is your week. I want to see how you're able to handle being the quote-unquote starter for this exhibition game. So that would be another opportunity that Stidham would lose if that was something that Belichick was kind of trying to figure out for him. Although I think Belichick might have done that for him at the end of the last preseason. But even still, I mean, the chance to do it this season as the actual starter, if that were how things were going to unfold over the next few weeks, that would certainly be somewhat valuable to him. But I just think, you know, some of the most exciting days of training camp over the last few years have been when you show up and you realize these guys are getting ready for a scrimmage because, you know, they're really fun to watch. And Belichick, I think, does a good job with them. Now, again, I say that with the caveat that you can't replicate game speed and all that other
stuff. Right, right. But what you're saying also is that you're not sold on the idea that Cam Newton automatically has the job.
No, certainly not. He's going to have to earn it. And if he does, I think it'll be an exciting year because if you see, not even necessarily the Cam Newton from 2015 when he was awesome and the Panthers were awesome, but you know the mix of Newton in 2017 and 2018, one of those years he had the most rushing yards of his career. The other year he had the highest passer completion percentage of his career. You know, if he's healthy, there's still something there, I think. It's just a huge, huge if he's healthy because he's come off of such a long string of injuries.
All right. Well, Jeff Howe, interesting stuff. Thank you so much. You can read him on The Athletic. We knew him when he wrote for some publication that I don't remember what it was.
I think we went Nesson to The Herald to here. I think Nesson was our first... Was our first time
our
we
first
had
four. True, yeah. Ray, I remember Indianapolis. He wrote for some garbage crap.
I just remember seeing him going, man, he's too good for Nesson.
Well, I mean, he was a fan of the show. I mean, you wouldn't know it by talking to him, but he was a fan of the show.
Well, now he's on one of the few successful sports journalist websites right now. The Athletic is breaking all the news. So congratulations on jumping on that ship.
I specifically remember the conga line at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, seeing you guys.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't go. That's right. I was too cool.
I remember that.
I was too cool. I didn't go. All right, Jeff Howe, thank you so much. Here are the headlines.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Sports Hub. Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
I am rather confused. Toucher and Rich. What the hell is going on?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All This song sucks. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're touching and Rich. By the way, John has been a swinging single over the last how long?
Week.
And I said, what'd you do yesterday? He goes, I walked the dogs, and it was very hot.
It almost melted, yes.
And then I said, what did you do after that? I mean, you're a swinging single. And he said that he went shopping for his twins.
Yep.
Obviously, he did in vitro, I would have to imagine. Correct?
Perhaps.
Yes. There's no shame in it.
Perhaps.
There's no shame in that, John.
Yes, I did. Yes.
That's why we're infested with twins now.
Infested? That's a
we're
good
infested
way
with unnatural twins. And so, and I go, have you heard of the internet? You know, you can get on there and bop around. And sure enough.
What was my answer to that?
He went, and then he had to get on the internet. To get the gifts.
But ultimately, I had to go to the Patriots Pro Shop to pick up a new Edelman uniform for one of my sons. And Fred said to me, why the hell didn't you just stay on the internet and, you know, buy it that way? And my point was, if I decided to buy everything on the internet, I would never leave my house.
Oh, that's what I do. Okay, so did you go to Bass Pro Shops?
I did, actually. Yes.
You got it.
Love that place.
By the way, I love that place. And I have a picture here, and I meant to text it to you last night, gentlemen. I went downstairs to check out the turtles. Nothing has changed. They're all fornicating away on that log.
Good.
They're all still there.
Nice.
Yep.
Good humping turtles.
And they're making a lot of noise while they do it.
They have guns there?
Yes.
They used to, I think, right?
Oh, you got to buy a gun. Buy a gun?
They still do. I think it's downstairs.
Did you buy a gun? But you can shoot them down there.
Oh, that I did not know.
I don't know. I'm going to guess. I don't want to buy the merchandise unless I have it out of my
head. I saw a lot of boats down there. I saw a lot of, you know, rods and reels down there.
Every time I go there, I'm spending at least $200.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
They may have a bow and arrow shooting section.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Okay, I think I've seen it there, which is that's kind of rad. Like you can try out your bow and arrow.
Yeah,
and that part's kind of wild.
If you're a huge douche, you can go and bow hunt like the Nuge.
Well, didn't Adolfo at one point go through a bow and arrow period of his life?
He did. He took bow and arrow lessons.
I don't think there's many things that Adolfo did not go through a phase.
No, but the funny part, there were two funny parts about this. One is he was going to go hunting in the wild in Weston, if you remember correctly.
No. In not even Weston.
It was
town next to me.
The feral pig problem. Remember there was like that one year where there were feral pigs like being seen all over the place, and he was going to go hunting for pigs?
Before Natick.
He was going to go to Wellesley. The other was he had a lesson of some kind down in Canton.
Oh, yeah.
And he took a bus to a bus to get there. And this was after Rich had offered him a ride.
Yes.
If I remember correctly.
Well, he didn't want to rely on Rich. But he also, if you recall, remember when we were in Brighton, and if you went down, there was like some weird martial arts place.
Zen karate.
Yeah,
sword karate.
Yeah.
It's right up from like, you know, Brighton Center.
Yeah.
It's right,
next to Chiswick. I know Chiswick Road. I know exactly where that is.
So it's like this weird like old church or something.
Yes.
And he, something that's so practical, he decided that he was going to be a swordsman, to which I would say, you're teaching yourself to commit homicide.
That place is like right near an elementary school, too. The whole region is weird.
I mean, who's going to that stupid thing?
Talk
about something that's like
a big red sign.
Something that's completely irrelevant. Like, I want to learn how to sword fight.
Yeah.
I remember, by the way, two things with that. First of all, I had to go to that bow and arrow place, as John was saying. I think we were doing a bit, and I needed to get a bow and arrow. I go there, and once again, I see Adolfo, who didn't ask for a ride. He took three hours to get there.
Yeah.
But, you know, he'd been telling me he's been taking bow and arrow classes, and when I show up, it's him, and it's like an 8-year-old birthday party. It's like him and a bunch of, like, kids under 10. 10 who are all practicing bow and arrows, which I thought was a little strange, older than them by, you know, almost two decades. And then this is so random. I'm getting way off topic. But
it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
You're talking about those, like, sword fighting places? So there was... It was this one birthday party my son was invited to, and it was I don't even know how you can stay in business, but it was a foam sword fighting birthday party palace, and it was in this warehouse, and they had rented out this room to turn the lights on all crazy, and the kids all went in, and then this guy came in and taught them how to use their swords. It was like total Dungeons and Dragons medieval type stuff, like, and now you shall unsheath the sting, and sting shall, and they started like hitting each other, and my wife, this is one of the few times, my wife usually has such a good radar on things. She says all the right things at all the right times. But the guy comes over at the end of the party, and we're just leaving and saying thank you. And she goes, hey, thanks for everything. And he goes, oh, thanks. I love doing this. She goes, this has got to be a great job for a high schooler, right? And he said, I'm 26.
Well, my son had a party for his 6th birthday where we just took noodles, like the pool noodles, and cut them in half.
Oh, yeah, we were there for that day.
Yeah. Oh, they beat the snot out of each other.
Oh, right. And it didn't stop at the end of the party
And
either.
You know what the parents didn't like? Being there.
No. Oh, you see, I'd love that. To me, that's like entertainment.
Well, then you're in the minority because...
I didn't mind it that much. I just remember they brought those pool noodles home and then continued to beat the snot out of each other.
But the thing is that I'm like, you don't let your kids see each other with pool noodles?
It's a pool noodle. It's better than everything, everything else. Else you could,
that was my thing.
They didn't spatially kind of understand. They would like knock things over and break things while they were
in the backyard. I didn't care what they did.
No, I'm talking about once they got back to my house.
Then throw it away. Not my problem.
I think that's genius on your part. You got to expend all kinds of energy.
But I just thought it was funny that like parents got pissed off. You guys didn't, but there were a few parents that got pissed off. And I'm like, you're not letting your kids get hit with pool noodles? What the hell's wrong with you? What are they going to get concussions from something that's less than a pound? Go screw. Just like that lady who said I was toxic. I listened back to it by saying that my kids were pricks. Toxic. You know what he's got that you don't, stupid? My kids, a... sense of humor and a sense of sarcasm.
Yep.
Do you know how dumb you have to be? Just how easily... Okay, so if you're just joining us, last week, I made a flippant comment about my kids being pricks. But it wasn't even that. It was just very flippant. It was just out of nowhere. And this woman says, I can't believe you said that. That's a toxic culture.
She actually called. It wasn't...
She texted. Oh, was it a text? Tweeted or something.
Tweeted, okay.
And I thought, my kids are smarter than you. they're smarter than you. Like, they would know that that was sarcasm. You have no sense of nuance. There's nothing going on in your life. You're dumber than a 10-year-old girl. And for that I'm going to mail you a foam noodle with duct tape on it, and I'm going to tell you that that's a sword. Morons.
Which once again just goes to prove that if you are thinking about buying your kids something expensive, some sort of toy that's like super over the, sometimes all they need is a $3 pool noodle to beat the snot out of each other.
And
it's just as fun for them.
There is a video, and it's this kid. And the dad, it's very nice. He goes, open up the back. It's in the back of the car. And it's an Amazon box. And it's a baseball bat. And the kid starts to weep. He's so excited about the baseball bat.
I saw this. Oh, yeah.
You know what my kids would do?
Really?
Your kids would weep if they got a baseball bat?
No, they wouldn't weep. They wouldn't weep at all. But I thought it was interesting, especially because I saw the back half of that video. Which
and then he hits the
ding-dong. It's a home run right to the guy who's standing out beyond the fence.
John, I'm telling you, this kid is the best. I'm not the dad and the kid. What a great bonding moment. What a life they must have.
And you're just stepping all over it. You're making fun of it. It's all on you, Fred.
What I'm doing is the opposite of making fun of it.
I'm aware of this.
But I got to tell you, and then it's like, I don't think I could give my kids anything now.
Sure.
Remember when the kid got the Cubs tickets?
Yeah, and he started to cry?
Yes. There's nothing I could give my kids that would make them cry. They're so spoiled. There's nothing I could give them. Like, my daughter got an iPad for her birthday a couple weeks ago, and she bitched about, like, that it wasn't a Benny board.
Oh. Okay.
And I'm like, a Penny board is $50. This thing's $1,000.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know what I could give my... I don't think there's anything either.
Nope. Nothing. Not one thing. Nope. There's not one thing I could give them.
It would make them cry. I don't think, like, I don't know anybody who I could give anything to that would make them cry. Like, it's just, like, that's a weird, like, I see those commercials of the people getting tickets where they flip out, but they're, you know, if you're like a 13-year-old girl going to, you know, some boy band show, I can understand that. But other than that, like.
Can you imagine getting Cubs tickets for a regular season game and that moves you to the point of tears? I mean, what a life. I mean, that's all that guy had to do?
That's Chicago Wallach. Chicago Wallach.
No, Wallach just immediately went to the box scores to try to figure out how they were going to navigate the next game.
I can tell you my father got a little... I took my father to Wrigley for his 60th birthday.
We went. So you were, what, 50?
Yeah, I was about 50. My dad was about 60.
50.
Yes. And my father got a little misty when I presented him with those tickets.
Oh, my father doesn't care. I've given him many things. He just complains.
Oh.
I told you when I took him to Pittsburgh to see the Cardinals, and he just wouldn't get off the phone because he has his stupid...
Sure.
Stupid stuff he does for free for the dumb golf course.
But somebody said, want to see your kids cry? Don't give them anything for their birthday. That's a good point.
That's one way of doing it.
Yep. My wife was like, you were being a dick to the kids yesterday. And I'm like, I did Steamroller with the kids yesterday. And does anyone want to know what Steamroller is from? Yes, John?
I would like to know what it is. I have no idea.
You don't know the movie? Think 80s comedies. 80s Canadian comedies.
Strange Brew?
You got that right, Jack.
Was it Steamroller? I remember them yelling it, but what was, because I usually, when I do that, I grab my kids and roll around the bed with them. Is that where it's from?
Yes.
Okay. That's right.
You roll over them.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And I would say any day that you're doing Steamroller, you're not being a dick.
That's true.
I mean, if the night ends with Steamroller,
mm-hmm.
you're pretty much on par. You're on point. I think that anything is forgiven, you know?
And if it ends with Mannheim Steamroller, then you're rocking and rolling in a holiday fashion.
They can't start soon enough.
I always thought the best name for a band would be Cameron Mannheim Steamroller. She's the large actress, Cameron Mannheim.
I know who she is.
Yeah. You thought there'd be a great band name.
You should just call it Fatso.
There's already a Dom DeLuise movie called that, Fred.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know what it is? And you know what Fatso is? Really not depressing. It's really something that you leave the theater thinking, nice. It's like I'm a big fan. It's like easy money. Oh, well, you can't stop gambling.
Fatso. A lot of tuba on that soundtrack.
You know, Dom DeLuise. Dom DeLuise was not afraid to throw himself under the bus.
Because as we all know, the tuba is the fat man's instrument.
Yes, sure. Especially when you're walking.
Right. You know, when they do.
You got to support that thing as you like walk around the field. Or
like, it's like Peter and the Wolf. Yeah. You know, the duck shall be played by the clarinet. You know, here it's the fat guy shall be played by the tuba.
Stop it. Cut it out. I have a glandular problem.
Stop it. I don't know where that came from.
That is from Family Guy.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Toucher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
Oh, this guy is a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.